WKAQ.com. John, it's your program. It's your dime. So let's say good morning to you before we get Nick on the air here. And flooding can be overwhelming for someone. So what's your advice when initially it hits and there they are, knee deep in water, and they're wondering what to do as they're pulling their hair out and trying to remain calm because many of them have their families around them and they're looking for some sort of guidance. So what's your suggestion?
Well, good morning, Rob. The first thing to understand is that when floodwaters come into your home, it's not like a regular pipe break where you have a clean water source or a known, you know, what's in the water. Floodwaters pick up every contaminant and every type of material as it comes across the grass. It picks up your pesticides, your weed killers. It comes across places picking up all types of chemicals. It's not safe water to be in. So first of all, respect what it is. It's an unknown wet commodity. So what you need to do, if you have a flooded basement, you need to get the water out. There are resources for that. A lot of times the fire departments will help you get the water out. After that, just recognize that it's going to be a pretty ugly mess that you're going to be dealing with. There's going to be, the water brings in inches of silt. So you're going to have slippery, slimy, stinky mud several inches deep in your home. You're going to have content all disarrayed. You're going to maybe have things that were that floated out of your house. You could have things that are floated into your house. You need to protect yourself. Number one, protect yourself. Then just make plans for dealing with it. It's happened to people for years and years and all through history. You'll get through it, but it is going to be a trying time.
You know, Nick, let's talk to you. And again, good morning. Great to have you here. Nick, of course, Trapano from Assured Risk Advisors. Just because you have homeowners insurance does not mean you have flood insurance. Right, Nick? Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Yes, that is correct. We find that a lot of people do think that flood insurance is just included in the homeowners policy, which it is not. One of my biggest concerns, and we do talk about it when we sit down with our clients and new prospective clients, is the importance of flood insurance, how you can get it. But still, when I see all this rain and everything, the flood waters rising, one of my biggest concerns is someone's going to call me and tell me they've got tons of water in their basement into their house that's caused damage, and I've got to tell them that they don't have or never bought the flood insurance.
When you think about flood insurance, people right away think it's going to be so expensive. Unless you're in a flood-prone area, it's really not that expensive. And when you think of the dividend that it could pay you back for that one visit that John's going to have to say, look, you got some serious problems here, it's definitely worth spending the money.
That's correct. So on a nationwide average, I think the flood policy is around $600 a year. But that's factoring in all the high hazard areas. I mean, around here, if you're in a moderate to low flood zone, I mean, you might even be talking about a few hundred dollars a year to insure the contents in your house as well as the structure. But some new developments which are helping that a lot is there's private insurance companies entering the market of flood insurance, which is making it a lot more competitive. So we're having calls where people are calling us saying, hey, my bank is requiring that I get flood insurance on my home that I'm buying, and I got a price for $2,000. Well, we're able to provide a private market quote, and a lot of times these are 50% less or even more savings to go into the private market.
What's your thought about insurance when it comes to certain things, but especially this? It's almost a must, isn't it? And when you live in this part of the world, with all of us in Western Pennsylvania pretty much having a basement, right, John?
We certainly do have. It's different here in Western Pennsylvania. Basements are in almost every home. So you're going to be fighting some moisture problem down there one way or the other. When you have these types of weather events, water can come from all types of places. When you think you're safe, you're halfway up the mountain and only, you know, seeing Noah building an ark down below would have you concerned. But what you should be concerned about is all the development, the malls and the shopping centers and the developments that are up on top of the hill that change the way the water flows when water, you know, comes. So you could have water come through your house, through your basement in areas that never happened just because they've changed the the geography of the area.
You know, we're going to get to a break. We'll come back. And again, if you have any phone calls that you need answered when it comes to either the cleanup, the restoration, especially dealing with mold, that's something that he is really famous for. He and his son, who really is the mold magician as far as getting rid of it. We also have Nick here from Assured Risk Advisors. Please give us a call. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. You can get some free advice by calling 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDK.com. All of our lines are open. We'll come right back. Nick Trapano is here, Assured Risk Advisors, and your host, John Samick of Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. This is Pittsburgh Works on News Radio 1020. Katie.